and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're continuing in our series looking at dangerous prayer. What is it? Why do we need to pray dangerously? And how do we do it? We're looking at different dangerous prayers that are talked about in the Bible. And we're looking at the one that's in Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. I'm just going to read those verses. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, last time we looked at the first part of that, of the first verse. Search me, God, and know my heart. But this time we're looking at the second part of that first verse. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. What makes you anxious? What keeps you up at night? We all have different fears and anxieties that overwhelm us. We might sometimes feel like we are the only ones with such fears and that it's a sign that we are lesser than others. But that's the voice of the enemy trying to hold us in a place of guilt, isolation and fear. But it is clear that others experience great fear and anxiety, and that's certainly true of David. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Clearly David was feeling anxious about something. You don't ask God to know your anxious thoughts if you haven't got any. And to be fair, he had a lot to be anxious about. His reputation was in tatters thanks to King Saul's false accusations that he attempted to assassinate the king. His life was endangered as Saul sent his vast army to find and kill David. His future was uncertain as he was forced to go on the run. So there's a lot there that would cause any of us great fear and anxiety. So it's understandable that David was afraid. However, instead of allowing his fear to overtake him, David instead takes it to God and asks, "Know my anxious thoughts." He wanted to lay all his fears and anxieties at God's feet. He wanted to share his worst fears with God, to allow God to help him face those fears and give them a name. He trusted that God was bigger than any fear that he could dream up. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. When we are overwhelmed by fear, do we pray prayers like this? This prayer essentially asks God, reveal what holds my mind hostage. Show me what I fear the most. Go ahead, help me face what terrifies me. That's quite a scary prayer, especially that last part. Help me face what terrifies me. So often when we have anxieties or fear, we do whatever we can to avoid them, to mitigate it. But this prayer asks God to help us face those fears head on. But why? Why is it important that we face our fears head on? Well, what we fear matters because it reveals where we trust God the least. The things that overwhelm us, the things that keep us awake at night, are the things that we have not yet fully trusted God to handle. So asking God to know our anxious thoughts and to reveal them to us is an invitation to God to point out where we trust him the least. What are you afraid of? What fear are you withholding from God? Often our fears have a common root. Perhaps if we're scared about the health of people around us, or our own health, or we're worried about going into dangerous areas, then the root cause of our fear relates to a lack of trust in God to protect. We doubt that God is going to protect those we love or ourselves. Alternatively, we might have fears that we will let someone down, that we're not enough to do something, that we've got too much to do and too little time. And the root of these fears is a fear of failure. We don't trust God to provide the strength and ability for the day. And we can probably find the root cause of so many different fears. Our fears are important because they demonstrate where we are relying on our own efforts instead of trusting in God. Our fears threaten to replace our relationship with Christ as we strive to solve them without giving them to God. We allow them to steal our peace and inhibit our ability to display God's glory, because we act as if we are the ones who must solve a situation and are fearful when we don't know how. Because the truth is, we are inadequate, weak, incapable. We're not enough. But as Paul discovered, when we are weak, God's power is revealed in us. This is from 2 Corinthians 12. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." God's power is evident when we allow him to take control and work through our fears. We need God for every moment of every day, so we need to trust him even with our fears. If we want to please God, serve him, honour him and live for him, we cannot be driven by fear. Satan uses fear to paralyse us and stop us moving forward in our faith. Our greatest fears may point to our best chance of making a difference in the world. Satan deliberately makes us fearful so that we will not be effective for the kingdom of God. The pathway to your greatest potential is often straight through your greatest fear. Now, that's probably not what any of us want to hear. We want to hear words of comfort and encouragement that say God will guide us around the edges of our greatest fears. But unfortunately, that is not what we see in the Bible. God uses people and gives them the strength to face their greatest fears because he knows that is how amazing things occur. I think of Gideon, one of the judges in Israel. When God first called him, Gideon was threshing wheat in his winepress because he was trying to hide from the Midianites. Gideon was so afraid of those around him that he did his work in hiding. And God spoke to him with a pretty ironic title. He said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon didn't really appear to be much of a mighty warrior at that moment, but as a weak coward. But God sees what we can do with his help. And he calls us, knowing he will provide all that we need. So where we see weakness, God sees an opportunity to provide his strength. God spoke more to Gideon, saying, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" And Gideon's response, "Pardon me, Lord, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." But I love God's response to this. "I will be with you." God's response shows that it's only in his power and strength that we prevail. So we do not have to be afraid, because God will provide all that we need for what he calls us to do. What God wants you for you may be on the other side of what you fear the most. Will you have the faith to propel you forward? Will you trust in God? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Remind yourself that you love pleasing God more than your fear. What is it that holds you back? What fears overwhelm you? You love God more than all of that. And God is more than capable of dealing with all of your fear and so much more. If you're afraid of something, perhaps Satan is trying to talk you out of doing what God has created you to do. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Are you willing to pray that prayer, knowing that God might reveal something to you and then call you to face it head on? Are you willing to pray that prayer, knowing that God calls you to fight your fear with his power and his grace? Pray this prayer and step into your fear. Let God propel you forwards by faith. This all sounds kind of scary and harsh, almost like God is pushing us into what we are afraid of most. But remember that we are only called to go into what we are scared of, because God is already there. As he reveals what is keeping you from following him, don't miss out on experiencing his amazing, abundant, precious love. As we walk into our fears, God is with us every step of the way, and he calls us to soak and luxuriate in his extravagant grace. We're told in 1 John 4 that perfect love drives out fear. So as we step into our fears, allow God's perfect love to drive out that fear. Asking God to test me and know my anxious thoughts invites God to reveal our fear, but it also allows him to build our faith. We need God, his presence, his power. So we shouldn't let fear get in the way. Faith doesn't mean that we don't ever experience fear. It just means that we won't let it stop us. What do you fear? What are your anxious thoughts? Can you let God guide you through your deepest fear? Trust in him. Let's pray. Lord, you listen to us in times of trouble. You are with us as we experience our greatest fears. And God, we know that you don't turn away from us. You heal us and restore us. You give us courage and strength. And so, Lord of life, please enter our spirits. Come and heal us of our fear. Help us to take steps of faith and trust in you, knowing that you are bigger than everything else, including all our worst fears. And so we come to you, lay our fears at your feet, and ask you to give us peace and perfect love to drive out those fears. Amen.